replay mai lang na I'll sing.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi jana ballava girivara dhari Gopi jana ballava girivara dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi jana ballava girivara dhari Gopi jana ballava girivara dhari Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Rangana 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 Yamuna Tira Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari I
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी वर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सावित भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल गॉड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल गॉड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असमल गॉड। थैंक यू वेरी मच। So, this is the true picture of God. Jai Radha Madhav. Jai Radha Madhav Punya Bihal. He is simply enjoying Radha Madhav. You have seen the picture of Radha Krishna. So, eternally engaged in enjoyment. In the association of the gopis, Gopijana Vallabha. And his only business is how to please the gopis. Just like here, in this material world, the young boy who loves a young girl, he tries to please the girl always. This is natural. Because originally the same thing is there in God. It is a pleasure. It is a pleasure for the male to please the female counterpart. That is originally created. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Halladini Shakti. This Radha Krishna love affairs is the originally there. Radharani, the female counterpart, is the manifestation of Alladini Shakti, pleasure potency of the Supreme Personality of God.
He has got many potencies. Parasa Shakti Vividhaiva Sriyate. God. God means with his potencies. Just like ordinarily, we are part and parcel of God. A minute particle, still we have got so many potencies. Every man, every living entity, not only man, the animals also, they have got various potencies, creative energy. So, you just imagine how much creative energies and potencies are there in God. This is the understanding. If I am a little portion, part and parcel of God, I have got so much potencies, I means the human being, or even animal. There are many animals that have got, just like a bird. He can fly in the sky without any mechanical element. He has got the potency. You cannot. If you want to fly in the sky, then you have to make some machine. But a small insect is flying very freely. Without any mechanic. You cannot make such a small machine like an insect. That is not. But God has given him potency, although it is very insignificant, a small ant, insect, or you can very freely fly. You cannot live within the water. If you want to live within the water, you have to make so many arrangements, submarines and this and that, so many. But a small fish doesn't care, even the ocean, fly. A small fish. When I was walking on the beach of Hawaii, what is that animal in many? Crab. So, when we are walking, they are flying towards the sea. He has got instinct or reason that somebody is coming. He may kill me. So, let me have shelter of the Pacific Ocean. The crab is not going this side to the forest because he knows certain that the forest cannot give me shelter. The Pacific Ocean can give me shelter. This is psychology. I never seen the crab is going this side, forest side. It is going to the Pacific Ocean side. And so far I am concerned, as soon as the waves are coming, I am going away from the ocean. Although I am human being. I cannot take shelter of the Pacific Ocean. Because I am not the potency. So in this way, you have to study. We are samples of God. Part and parcel. Just like you take little sample from the Pacific Ocean, a drop of water. You can taste it and it is salty. You can understand the whole water is salty. Similarly, living entities, they are sample of God. Small. Very small. You can create one Sputnik or jet plane and you take so much credit. Oh, I am flying the sky. And why don't you give credit to God who is flying millions of Sputniks in the sky? Not small, with so many mountains, seas, houses, trees, plants, and so many. You can see so many. The sun planet, the moon planet, and other, so many other planets. Koti su vasudhati vibhuti bhinnam. In each and every universe, there are millions of planets. Koti, Vasudhari. Vasudhari means planet. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti, kotisu asesa vasudhari vibhuti bhinnam. Tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesa bhutam, govindam adipurisam tamaham bhajam. The Brahma Jyoti, Jasya Prabha, is the bodily effulgence of God, Krishna, Govind. So on that effulgence, Jagadanna Koti, there are innumerable universes. It is not very difficult to understand. Just like you see, in the sun's side, innumerable planets are floating. So what is the difficulty to understand? That there is a shining effulgence from the body of God, Krishna, and in that shining effulgence, innumerable universes are floating. What is the difficulty? There is no difficulty. It is the most scientific proposal. So these are the potencies of God. Not that I can show some magic and immediately become God. But see the magic, real magic of God. Don't achieve God. God must show godly magic. Just like we are showing little magic floating some aeroplane or Sputnik or jet in the sky. You are taking so much credit. So much credit that scientists are declaring, there is no God. I am God. Because I made this aeroplane. And what is your aeroplane in comparison to these planets? So intelligent person, they will give more credit to God than to these scientists or philosophers. Because he can see the potencies. How much potencies there are. So, he has many potencies. In the Vedic literature, he can understand Parasa Shakti Vividaiva Siyate in the Vedas, Upanishad. Natasya Karjam Karanam Cha Vidyate. God has nothing to do personally. Natasya Karjam Karanam Cha Vidyate. Natasya Sama Adhikasya Drishyate. Nobody's sound equal to him or greater than him. Nobody. That is God. If somebody is competitor, one God competitor, another God competitor, just like nowadays it has become a fashion to become God, and there are competition between one God to another. But actually, nobody can compete with God. That is God. Natasya Sama. Sama means equal. Adhikasya, or greater. That means everyone subordinate. Everyone subordinate. Everyone is lower than God. He may be very powerful, but nobody can be equal or greater than God. That is the basic inference. Natasya Sama Adhikasya Dishyate. Don't find. They are also a great entry person, they are researching. That he is the greatest personality. Greatest personality. So by research what? By great entry person. Especially by Lord Brahma. He is the first creature within this universe. So he has found by his spiritual advancement and research work that Krishna is the greatest. Tisara Parama Krishna. He gives his decision. The greatest personality is Krishna. Just like we are sitting so many ladies and gentlemen here, we can analyze who is the greatest here. So, say for arguing, you can tell you are the greatest. But I am not the greatest. I have got my spiritual master. He has got his spiritual master. He has got his spiritual master. In this way, we go up to Brahma. Brahma is the original spiritual master within this universe, who gave us the Vedic knowledge. He is therefore called forefather, grandfather, Pitama. But he is also not independent. In the Vedanta Sutra, Bhagavad, it is said that Brahma is the first creature. There was no other, any other living entity when he was created first. So, if I say that he also got knowledge from others, then the argument may be, who is the next person to give me knowledge? So, therefore, Bhagavad says, no, he received knowledge from Krishna. How? From the heart. Tene Brahma Rida. Rida. With a God, Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart. Your heart, my heart, everyone. And he can give you instruction. His name is therefore Chaitya Guru. Chaitya Guru means who gives conscience and knowledge from within. And the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarvastha Chaham Ridhishan Nivishya. In everyone's heart I am sitting. Ridhi, within the heart. Sannivishta, I am sitting there. Sarvasa, not only you and me, even animals, insects, birds, beasts, Brahma, everything. Sarvasa, all living creatures. So, Sarvasa Chaham Ridhi Sannivishta, Matta, Pramni, Smriti Jnanam Apohanancha, remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Forgetfulness also. If you want to forget God, God will give you intelligence that you can forget God forever. He's so kind. Whatever you want, he'll give you intelligence. Two legs. So there are two things. There are two living entities. One is trying to forget God and another is trying to remember God. That's all. There are two kinds of people or men, not the animals. Animals cannot understand what is God. It is the business of human being. So, if you want to know God sincerely, seriously, then God is within yourself. He'll give you intelligence how you can know Him. But if you want to forget God, challenge God, there is no God, God is dead, then he'll give you such intelligence that you always think that there is no God, there is God is dead. That's like you give some arguments. There are so many atheists, they are also putting their arguments. Then where from the argument comes? It comes from God. That you take this argument and forget God forever. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. Vedaisya sadvai ahameva vedyam. The Vedic knowledge means to understand God. That's all. One who has understood God, he has studied all Vedas. Finished. And one who has not understood God, simply studying this literature, that scripture, that he's simply wasting his time. That's all. Because ultimate knowledge is God. He who cannot understand what is God after so much education, then Bhagavad said, Samayeva hi kevalam, it is simply labor, waste of time. Simply waste of time. There is no education. Education, knowledge means ultimately to understand, to know what is God. Actually, not fictitiously, vaguely. So there are many classes of men who have no understanding of God. Some of them are saying God is dead or God is impersonal, there is no God, zero, I am God, you are God. So many things. All these people do not know what is God. Therefore there are different theories. Therefore somehow or other, if you can understand God, then your life is successful. Somehow or other. Because this human life is especially meant for understanding God. Athāta brahma jignāsa, the Vedānta Sutra. You have heard the name of Vedānta. Vedānta means, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means ultimate. The ultimate knowledge. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Veda is the sadvai, ahameva vedya. The ultimate purpose of reading Vedas is to know me. So, who can read Vedanta philosophy? Very learned scholar, he must be. At least he must be very learned scholar in Sanskrit. He must have sufficient brain substance to understand what are these Vedanta Sutras, because everything is just in a small aphorism. Just like the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra is Athāta Brahma Jignāsa. Three words. Atha, Atha, Brahma, Jignāsa. Four words. So it contains volumes of philosophy. But the next aphorism is Janmādrasya jatah, janma adi, asya jatah. From whom asya viśvasya of this universe, cosmic manifestation, from where this cosmic manifestation has come, and where it rests, and where it dissolves. Janmātrasya-jatah. In this way, Vedānta Sutra means, gives you the whole purpose of Veda, knowledge, in small code words. So, to understand these code words, one must have very big brain, or very high the standard educational qualification. Then, all the acharyas, those who are controlling Vedic civilization, like Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanujacharya, they are all written their commentaries on the Vedanta Sutra. Because unless one explains Vedanta Sutra, he will not be accepted as an authorized acharya. He does not that anyone can become acharya. He must give explanation of the Vedanta Sutra, prasthanatra. There is a system. So, ultimately, Vedanta Sutra, as Krishna says, Veda is the sarvai. Tadmai means including Vedanta Sutra. Veda is the Sadvai, aham eva vedyam, I am to be understood. Why? Vedanta krit, Vedanta bhit cha aham. Vedanta krit, I am the compiler of Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra was compiled by Vyasdev, his incarnation of Krishna, Dvaipayana Vyas. So therefore, it is compiled by his incarnation, so it is compiled by him. Because his incarnation, he is the same. So, Vedanta Krit, when Vedanta compiler of the Vedanta, and the compiler of the Vedanta is Vedanta Bhit, one who knows Vedanta. Because I have written some book, so I know what is the purpose of writing my book. You cannot know. My purpose, you cannot know. There is a small instructive story in this, not story, fact. In this connection, in Calcutta, there was a great dramatist. He was a very well-known government officer. He wrote one book, Shah Jahan. That is very famous book about theatrical play. So in that, Shah Jahan means the King Emperor Shah Jahan. Practically, the name which is given on the book, the hero title, he is the hero. So one of the friend of Mr. D.L. Rai, he inquired from Mr. Rai that in your book, Shah Jahan, the actual hero is Aurangzeb. Why you are giving the title, Shah Jahan? He could not understand. So I am just trying to explain that the purpose of the book must be known to the author, not others. So the author replies, my dear friend, the actual hero is Shah Jahan, not Aurangzeb. Although the Shah Jahan book is full of activities of Aurangzeb. The fact is that Shah Jahan was the emperor. He had four, five sons, and his wife died, Mumtaz, at an early age. You have seen, those who have gone to India, you have seen the Taj Mahal building. That building was constructed in the memory of that Mumtaz by Shah Jahan. He spent all his money for constructing that building. So it is one of the seven wonders of the world. So that Shah Jahan lost his wife at an early age. She was very fond of his wife. And because affectionate father, he did not very much chastise his son. And he spent all his money in constructing the memory of his wife. So when his sons grew up, the third son, Aurangzeb, came out very crooked. And he made a plan how to usurp the empire. He killed his elder brother and other brothers. He arrested his father, Shah Jahan. So this is the book subject matter, Shah Jahan. So whole activities. But the author says that Aurangzeb is not the hero. Hero is Shah Jahan. Then he explained why. That because Shah Jahan was living, sitting in the Agra fort as a prisoner, and all the reactions of Aurangzeb's activities, killing of his other sons, usurping the empire, that was beating on his heart. Therefore, he was suffering. He is the hero. So, this is an example. The author of a book knows very well what is the purpose of that book. That is my statement. Similarly, this Vedanta Sutra was compiled by Vyasa, Krishna's incarnation or Krishna himself. So he knows what is Vedanta Sutra. So if you want to understand Vedanta Sutra, then you must understand Krishna. Vedaśya sarvai ahameva vedam. Krishna says also that by studying all the Vedic literature, one has to understand Krishna. And he also confirms, and Vyasadeva explains Vedanta Sutra in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because he knew that Vedanta Sutra, being authoritative version of Vedic literature, so many doctors will comment in different way. Therefore, I must leave. That was also done under the instruction of Narada. He wrote personally a commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, that is Srimad Bhagavata. Bhāsayam Brahma Sutranam Vedārtha Parivinghitam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the right commentary by the author himself. And the Vedārtha Parivinghitam, the purpose of Vedas, the scheme of Vedic literature, is explained in the Srimad Bhagavata. The human life, Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa, means the Vedānta Sutra says that this life, this human life, is meant for understanding God. Brahma Jigyāsa. At least not understanding, at least inquiry. Jigyāsa. Jigyāsa means inquiry. So, where the inquiry should be made? If I want to inquire about God, shall I go to the storekeeper, a drug shop, or a motor shop? No. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avijachit. If you want to know the transcendental science, then you must find out a guru. That is Indian. Jigyasu Sri Uttamam Gurum Prabhupada Tasman Prabhupada Gurum. Jigyasu Sri Uttamam. If you are actually inquisitive to understand higher science, Uttamam. Uttamam means higher. These are not higher science. How to earn some money? Earn some money and eat something and sleep and have some sex life and die. This is not higher science. This is not higher science. Higher science is Brahma Jigyasa. To inquire about Brahma. That is higher. These science, earning money and fulfilling the hungry belly, this science, the birds and beasts also know how to do it. It does not require much education. There is no scientific education how to enjoy sex life. Everyone knows how to do it. Similarly, there is no need of scientific education how to eat or how to find out your food. The birds and beasts, they are also finding out. And they are also eating. So these are not higher sciences. The higher science is to inquire, athāta brahma jigyāsa, to inquire about God, the Supreme. And that can be done by the human being, not by others. Not the cats and dogs. So, if we do not give education of this higher science to the human society, if we keep them dumb about this, or if we make secular state prohibitive injunction to understand God, then it is an animal society. is an animal society. So such things happen sometimes. So there is a narration of King Bena. The King Bena happened to be an atheist king. So, because that reason is given that his mother was the daughter of an atheist king. Narayanang Matulakrama. It is a scientific fact that a son inherits the quality of the mother and a daughter inherits the quality of father. So, the king Bela's mother inherited the quality of her father, and the Bela, King Bela, inherited the quality of grandfather or mother. So, he was a atheist king. Atheist king. When he became king, he was very powerful, strong, but atheist. So when he became king, because he was very powerful, he declared by drum beating, what is that? Na jastabhyam, na databhyam, na hotabhyam, vija kachit, iti nabarayat dharmam bheri ghosena sarvat. Bheri ghosena means by sound of bugle. Formally, when there was some declaration by the king, by the government, one should go in the marketplace, the government man, and take a drum and one bugle, and they will declare, this is the law from this day. That's all. No more gadget. So, this is the old system. Some are still existing. So, the Bela king declared that these are all nonsense. What is it? Na jastabhyam, no more worship of God, no more sacrifice, na databhyam, no more charity. Stop all this. Na databhyam, na hotabhyam, no more offering oblation to the fire, sacrifice. Dija kachiti. This business was meant for the Brahmanas. Therefore, dija. He is restricting the Brahmanas, so don't do all this nonsense anymore. Dija kachiti. It is nabaraya dharmam. In this way, he stopped or all religious activities. Very ghosena sarva. So formerly, the king was controlled by saintly person, by priestly order. They would give the king advice. The Vedic society is divided into four classes of men. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaturvarnam maya system guna karma vibhagas. According to quality and work, there are four divisions of men. The Brahman, the intelligent class of men, the Kshatriyas, the administrative class of men, the martial class of men, and the Vaishyas, the productive class of men, and the Shudras, the worker class. That is still existing in a different name. But the difficulty is, the classification is not made according to quality and work. That was the actual position of classification. Nowadays, a Shudra is on the government. A person who is a nonsense number one, he has no knowledge, he is on the head of the world. The things have been stopped. A person on religious category. He is advocating something. It is not to be other. Homosex.
You see?
He is advocating homosex. Just see. This has been toxicized. The four classes of men are there, you see. But the third class, fourth class man is taking the place of first class. And the first class man is kicked out. Go out. Don't talk of God. This is the position at the present moment. The classes are there. That is natural. There must be some first class man. There must be some second class man. There must be some third class man. There must be some fourth class man. But the difficulty is that the fourth class man is taking the position of first class man. And the first class man is being kicked out. Therefore, there are so many problems in the society. Guna karma vibhagas. First class man must be acting first class. But he is acting as last class, but he is posed in first class. Things have been toxicized. So it is the duty of the government to find out the first class man and employ him for first class business. First class activities. And what is that first class activity? The first class activity is athato brahma jigyasa. That is first class activity. Otherwise it is fourth class activity. If the human society is not divided into right order, chaturvarnamaya system gunakarma vibhavas, and it is the duty of the government to see that the first class man is employed in first class activities, the second class man is engaged in second class activities, then the government will be nice. Now here, the Bena Maharaj, he is on the head of the administration, royal king. Now he is advising, reject religion. No more charity, no more sacrifice, no more worship. Stop all this nonsense. Then what is the condition of the society? So that is being done. So, it will take some time to explain about these activities of first class, second class, third class men. It is a great science. So, we shall try to explain one after another. If you please come on Sunday, I shall hold this class. For the time being, excuse me. Thank you very much. Please.
Thank you.
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुभाष आदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी बंधन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। यमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तनंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर स्मॉल लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर स्मॉल लॉर्ड। ऑल ग्लोरी टू देयर स्मॉल लॉर्ड। थैंक यू वेरी मच।